Welcome to Tea for Lunch, a weekly show powered by Arcade.
Each week, we'll serve you the top stories we're following in social media, celebrity, and tech in 15 minutes or less. You can catch the show live on Instagram on Thursdays at about 12 p.m. Mountain Time or on podcasts and YouTube on Fridays. We're your hosts this week, Andre.
The Mansters. The Manny. I don't know why I said Mansters.
Manny is in town.
I'm in town. I flew in yesterday and it is snowing like winter here in Calgary, so that was a bit of an adjustment, but always a warm welcome to you back home.
Shock to the system.
Yeah.
For sure.
How are things with you?
Good. It's my first time on Tea for Lunch.
Yes, it is.
Nervous and excited.
No, it's going to be great. I feel like you've always seen a lot of episodes because our office is right there, but this is your first time actually being on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have a good show. Yeah. Nice. So,
it's good.
Today, we have some cool little stories for the sip. So here's your weekly rundown of top stories happening in social media. First, Meta is considering new perks for its paid verification subscription, including links to Reels and a customer support line. Instagram is testing out auto-playing carousels in the Reels feed. Threads is launching a new Windows app. YouTube has stopped showing any video recommendations at all for new logged out users. And finally, YouTube now lets you see a list of clips made from your videos. Overall, feels like a pretty standard, boring week.
Yeah.
One that is interesting a little bit though is Instagram is now auto-playing carousels and feeds.
That's crazy.
It's kind of funny because I feel like that's what TikTok is doing where it just like doesn't even let you like slide to the next carousel photo.
Yeah.
They just like do it for you.
Yeah.
So not only are you having to fight the algorithm up and down, you're having to fight it left and right now. Just our attention.
Yeah. No, I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And in the Reels feed. I don't know. Carousels need to get out of the Reels feed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it makes no sense why it's lives
there. Seriously.
Yeah. So our first actual story for today is really exciting.
So we're going to talk about the Facebook poke being back. So this is pretty random, but apparently Facebook pokes are being used once again. Originally introduced on early Facebook, the poke was a largely useless feature that allows you to notify someone that you poked them, they'd poke you back, and on and on. In 2011, people had gotten so annoyed at this poke feature with the notifications that Facebook relegated the poke feature deep into the depths of your settings. And for a time, pokes slowed down. In 2017, Facebook tried to make the poke happen again by adding it to the top of profiles, but nobody cared. And now Facebook has added the poke button right beside the search results for people you know in the app. And as a result, people are using it again.
Andre, I love pokes.
I literally have never poked someone in my life.
That checks out because I feel like when Facebook was in its prime, I was in high school and like people poked each other. Well, I poked a lot of my friends for no apparent reason other than to just like remind them that I exist, you know? And like, I think why I love to poke too is like, it could be literally anything else. It could be like a say hi or like an emoji or like a nudge, but it's like a finger.
Yeah.
And you just like poke.
I know. I like honestly don't get it at all. Like,
I don't think there's anything to get. Yeah. Like,
I there's nothing deeper to it. I don't think it's literally just like, hey, in case you forgot about me.
Yeah. There's some users who use the poke as a way to also flirt. So let's acknowledge that where like people will like poke you to be like, oh, hey, like what's up? You know, like let's talk. But I'm on the camp where I was just like poking all my friends just to like bug them.
Yeah.
And whenever they poke me back, like I would get so hyped.
Yeah, you get that notification like so and so is
like they poke me. They know I exist.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get it.
And it's funny too that like it keeps coming back and then it goes away and it keeps coming back and goes away and now it's coming back.
Yeah. Because I guess people were like actually getting seriously annoyed, like not even as a joke. Like pokes needed to go.
That's probably my fault because I'm the one who loves to poke people. So I'm going to give you a poke if you're on Facebook.
I've never gotten a poke before.
So. And you'll get your dopamine hit. You'll be like, I just got poked.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, next story is Hermes is in trouble for potentially violating the U.S. antitrust regulations. This story is specifically about the process to buy a Birkin bag. Essentially, shoppers alleged that they were required to buy ancillary products from other categories like apparel or homeware in order to be offered the opportunity to buy a Birkin. This has long been the story with the brand, but two California shoppers have been the catalyst in starting a class action lawsuit against the brand. Counsel from the plaintiffs claimed that Hermes is in violation of U.S. antitrust regulations, which define certain practices as bundling goods or tying them to other purchases as an abuse of market power. They certainly aren't the only luxury goods company to behave this way, but it will be very interesting to see if anything comes from the suit.
Yeah, this one's super interesting because I am curious what they're actually suing them for, because I don't know. I think if like a brand, I don't know, wants to make their stuff really exclusive, like I don't know the legalities of that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious like what they're actually suing for.
Yeah, I think they might have something along the lines of not being able to like discriminate who they sell their product from. Like, for example, if I walk to Hermes and like I wanted to buy a Birkin bag and they say you can't buy it, but then you walk in right away and they sell it to you for whatever reason, then it might be a little bit discriminatory. So I think that's mostly the grounds in which they're asking for. But in a way, it is still super weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's also weird is like I'm not surprised by it, but it's still like a weird move. Like we've seen other brands do it. Like this is really common in like the luxury watch industry where like Rolex says like you kind of have to get in a wait list and you have to know like a sales associate or like someone who would even sell you or offer you the opportunity to buy like a Rolex similar to a Birkin bag before you're even like considered, you know, able to purchase it. So it's weird, but in a way, I think these brands are kind of just using that as a way to control the resale market. Mm-hmm. Because once like you buy something that is super scarce or super desired in the market, it's going to go to like a third-party platform, a third-party market, and you sell it for like 300 times more.
Yeah.
So yeah, a bit of like an interesting move, but also definitely an abuse in power, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For guys.
And just, not super surprising, honestly.
Yeah. I would be pretty upset if I was… I don't buy Birkins or I'm not into like… We're just saying like luxury goods like that. But I'd be pretty upset. I'd be like, why are you making me buy like a random vase if I'm just trying to get my bag?
It's like you need to prove to them like you want that Birkin and you're going to pay for it. Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
And they'll definitely twist your arm for it. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be interesting to see what comes of that.
All right. And finally, advertisers are horrified by Under Armour's AI-generated commercial. The American brand came under fire after releasing an AI-powered ad that recycled footage from previous commercials without giving them full credit. The one-minute commercial featured British boxer Anthony Joshua in a black-and-white fast-cut montage. It was shared by Joshua, Under Armour, and director Wes Walker. Directors of the clips have come forward to state that there wasn't proper credit given, and it has started a conversation around the slippery slope of using AI to manipulate human work.
I love that last line, the slippery slope of AI to manipulate human work.
It is a slippery slope,
Another story around AI. So this one's really interesting for us and something that I feel like we've been talking about for the better part of a year because it involves AI, but… if you haven't seen the AI commercial that Under Armour came out, it's really, really… strong. And on the other side of it, also very concerning because a lot of creators, videographers, photographers have seen it and are deeply disturbed by one, just how they actually use AI to replicate a lot of real artists' work without giving them credit. And two, just going back to the overall conversation as to how AI can be used to possibly take away work from artists and creators.
Yeah, it's like the ethical problems that come along with AI. Like, I think AI can be a great tool, but when an entire video and campaign is kind of created by AI and then there are clips from artists and they're not credited, like, there are huge ethical problems with that. And I can see how the creative industry and artists would be really upset by that. And just like there needs to be some regulation, I think, of that, like
for
to protect artists and creatives.
Yeah, that's a super good point. And I wonder if that's like maybe the next steps, like a lot of like these videographers and photographers that work with big brands, especially protect themselves a little bit more with like the, you know, the things they shoot, if it's like things that they don't license out for AI use. Because in this case, they completely just took like a real artist's work, repurposed it for AI, and had AI like do all of the tactical work to put it together. It was still really strong, but the fact that there was no credit given, which I should also say, now that AI like went retro, like took a step back and like gave him credit, but it was after the fact that there was a lot of controversy around it. So
I just think they made it worse for themselves. Like, I think they should have just owned it from the beginning, kind of thing, or like just credited everyone, even if it was a question of like, oh, do we have to credit them or not? Like, just credit them, because it just looks worse coming back after the fact, after now you've gotten some slack for it and now you're crediting them.
Yeah, and they like credited the team that actually worked on the campaign, because it wasn't like completely AI generated. There was still like some sort of creative director behind it. There was still some technicians, some like sound engineer. So there was still some people that actually like, there was a human element to it. It wasn't completely AI, but they gave them credit instead of the artists that like produced it in that style.
Yeah, so not the OGs.
Super interesting. Mm-hmm. Lots to talk about. But now that we've wet your palate, go ahead and eat something more substantial. Thanks, y'all. Cheers.
See ya. Cheers. Oh.